Coach, it was our oft underappreciated defense that saved our Keisters at Augie by bageling the Vikings in the fourth quarter. How proud are you of that unit for playing their best ball of the season when we most needed it?
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, for a lot of years, it was been the other way around up here. We've had one of the better defenses in the country, and for whatever reasons, there's a lot of good offenses, first off. But our kids, we've been so close to playing and putting a game together on our side of the ball, a big play here or there. So when you got the opportunity to win it with that side of the ball, it was very gratifying. I think the team in general just needed that defensively specifically, because you're going to have that as you continue a postseason run. So it was awesome to see those guys come up, you know, big stops, some turnovers, obviously winning the game on the fourth down at the end there is pretty special.
A term that's used in football, maybe too much, but so appropriate, is you want to smack somebody in the mouth. You want to punch him right away, and you did that. You jumped on Augie early, as in about 90 seconds into the game early, with a quick opening drive TD. What did that drive do for our collective confidence?
I think that was kind of the talk among the coaches, like, let's put the pressure back on them. And really the game plan was to be aggressive on offense and find a way to get Sadler off his point and hit him. And not saying to be cheap or anything like that, but he had such a good game up here. We couldn't get pressure. So we challenged our defensive line. We challenged our backers on our blitz pickup or their blitz pickup, you know, to find a way to get there. And it paid off as the game went on. He still had a good game, but nothing like he had in the first game. But getting back to the offense, yeah, they had some stuff dialed up. Coach Pike and the offensive group did a nice job and, you know, raced down and got the first one, held them to three, and then got the next drive where we got a couple, you know, Malik hit the seam and was gone. So getting that 14-3 lead right away, yeah, that was a, you know, recipe for success.
Something that's overlooked and all the things that went on that game, special teams came up big with a blocked field goal early. Who got the deflection and how did we get that done?
You know, a lot of hard work. Coach Bish runs that unit and, you know, we talk about that all the time. If you can, you know, get, it's just like a turnover, right? You're saving points. And what a difference at the end of the game. Augie got the ball at the 40 instead of having to kick a field goal to win the game. They had a score. So we had real good push in the middle. And then I think that was Elijah Brown that got the push along with some other guys. And then Michael Bailey got up and got the deflection on that one.
With Captains Ryan Fuller and James Hoovy reduced to being unofficial assistant coaches, the O-line could have just fallen apart instead, led by Ty Cobb. That unit has developed into one of the nation's best. Brag a bit on the big uglies.
Yeah, they've really evolved. I think if you'd have told me that was a group that was going to be playing in a national playoff game, I'd have been like, no way. But give them all credit. You know, first off, the leadership of James and Ryan Fuller and James Hoovy has helped a lot with those young guys' development. And Coach Nissen, being a first-year coach, has done a really good job, you know, replacing one hell of a good coach, and Ryan Olson, who's down at South Dakota State. And then, obviously, we have, you know, everybody else kind of rolling back in. But, yeah, Ty Cobb, I think Jake Gannon's had a phenomenal year. Kovas as a freshman, and Wanaki as a freshman, and you got a true freshman, just paving the way, and they're getting better each week and kind of getting, you know, some familiarity out there and doing a wonderful job.
We all know about your should-be All-American Brandon Ault quarterback and how he can throw it, but delve into the play when Sam, I always or almost always run McGath, hit Dell Duncan Busby to line us up for a first and goal.
Yeah, I think everybody in the world was wondering when we're going to do it. But yeah, we have some other, you know, plays for Sam. Sam is our backup quarterback, but he's a good runner. Against Augie, we knew we were going to have to go plus in the box and run our quarterback. Very similar to what we had to do a couple years ago here to run the ball effectively on him. And I thought that was a big part of the game. So when we kept hammering, and we were able to step back, and he threw a good ball out there where Dell was able to go in a jump ball. So it was awesome to see.
More on this week of practice and today's opponent in our next segment with the Alpha Beef, Brent Bolte, on the Beaver Radio Network. Coach, you win a playoff game. You've got about 12 hours to pat yourself on the back before it's back to the film room. When you studied Big Bad One Seed Colorado School of Mines, what impressed you most about the Ore Diggers?
I'll start with their defense. I mean, everybody usually starts with their O. I think their defense is one of the best ones that we'll see. Very aggressive, fundamentally sound. Just a very good collective, aggressive group. So they're going to be tough to prepare for and move the ball on. Also, you know, you flip it to the offense and their quarterback is just phenomenal. High, you know, percentage throwing completion. He's just got a lot of moxie. He's got escapability. So he's a guy that makes their offense roll. They're physical on the O-line. They play nasty. I enjoy watching that out of them. They got a good running back. He's a physical kid, can get downhill, and the receivers just seem to catch everything in the proximate area. So kind of what you expect out of a one seed. They're really good all the way around in all three phases.
Coach, perhaps their 12th man is that 5,700 feet of elevation. Have you discussed possible side effects with the team? And is there anything we can do in such a short time to mitigate potential lung capacity issues?
That's a great question. And we're going to get out there on Friday and we're going to have a hard workout when we get out there and practice, get the guys a little bit used to it, get some recovery. And spoke to some other teams that have played out there from the Midwest and some guys that were out, you know, even that played at Western Colorado, the Kearney guys. And I think it's just more of the recovery after the game that I've heard. So we're not making a huge deal of it. And hopefully the kids, can push through. They're in good shape and just got to handle the elements. No different than playing in 20 degrees here or going out and playing in the altitude.
Despite being in the second round of the NCAA playoffs, this is our first non-conference foe. Does prepping for a team with no common opponents make it more difficult to predict what to expect?
Yeah, you don't have the familiarity with what you're, gauging. Like, we haven't played anybody from the RMAC, and so it'd be nice to kind of have some familiarity like we did with Augie. We knew what we were stepping up against, and we played all the teams that they played for the most part. So there's a little bit of unknown, but I think when you watch them on film and you see what they're able to do in all three phases, you get a pretty good idea, and some of the other teams have been in the playoffs. So without a doubt, I mean, RMAC's got good football, and certainly they're the top dog out there, so they're going to be exactly what we're kind of thinking we're getting ourselves into.
Coach, give me a key on either side of the football that will be vitally important in deciding the outcome of this contest.
You always start with turnovers. I mean, that's always kind of the crux of the issue. If you can be on the plus side of that ledger or at least keep it even, you feel like you have a good shot. We got to find a way to contain their quarterback. I mean, he can run, throw. He does a great job of just eluding pressure in the backfield and turning negative plays into positive plays. So that'd be a key for our defense and slowing down their passing attack, their quick passing game where they get in rhythm and stay on track. And it's trying to slow down the run game. They do a nice job there. And then going against their defense, just got to find a way to protect the quarterback. They get a lot of sacks. They confuse you. They give you a lot of looks. So that'd be the key and for us to come out on top today.
According to our football SID, Colin Boyle's first plane trip for Bemidji State football team since 1973 when we flew out to Ogden to battle Weber State. Recovering from that 2-2 start, talk about the character of your staff, your program's culture, the character of these young men to get to this point.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what we try to install on our kids here at Bemidji State and what we recruit for. I mean, we talk about being the gritty group of the North and, showing and grinding through adversity. And we all know that life's built around adversity and you got to be able to overcome it. So we talk about it defines you as a person. Are you going to, be the guy that shies to the back of the room? Are you going to be somebody that stands up in front and takes the bull by the horn? So this group of kids, just like many groups before them, handled it well. And not a lot of difference between previous years. Maybe we were a game short where we didn't get in. They just found a way to continue to find ways to win. I just don't know how else to really say it. They're just a really gritty, tough group and very close knit as well. So I think that helps with your team chemistry and those guys believing in each other.
Brent Bolte, the low-key man with a master plan, the fearless leader of your record-setting, precedent-shattering 2021 Bemidji State Beaver football team. Let's go strike gold by sinking Bucky's incisors into some future engineers.
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate it.
This is the Beaver Radio Network.